Good morning. A mostly clear and chilly start to the day for this time of year across interior New York and New England, with many locations waking up in the middle and upper 40s. High pressure is building in behind the front that stalled out over New England and brought rain showers across a wide part of the area yesterday. That high pressure center will allow for a good amount of sunshine right through the day today, and this will allow temperatures to warm up nicely after yesterday's cooler readings. Still below normal by several degrees, but pleasant with highs generally in the lower 70s. The humidity will stay down again, with clear skies overnight tonight, another cool one with lows near 50. That high pressure center will continue to dominate the weather into the day on Thursday with mostly sunny skies, a bit milder but still slightly below average with highs in the upper 70s. A few more clouds and a touch more humidity on Friday with highs reaching the lower 80s. By the weekend, a front will try to approach from the Great Lakes. It'll be close enough to produce one or two scattered showers or thunderstorms. Otherwise, skies will be partly sunny with highs in the lower to mid 80s. A large ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere building over the western Atlantic Ocean will push toward the east coast. This will allow that front to stall out far enough to the west to keep it warm and dry for several days, starting with Sunday. As a result, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday into Monday and Tuesday, with high temperatures in the middle and upper 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a long, slow-moving front extending from the southeast coast to the Gulf Coast, then into the southern plains, will be the focal point for heavy rain over the next couple of days. High moisture values ahead of the front, mixing with a destabilized atmosphere, will likely result in the development of showers and storms with high rainfall rates today that could produce isolated to scattered flash flooding. With the front sitting in place, convection will continue to focus over these regions, extending the risk for flooding through Thursday morning. Meanwhile, a cold front driving through the south central part of Canada will reach the northern plains and upper Midwest by tonight, triggering showers and thunderstorms. Damaging winds and large hail will be the main severe weather threats, along with scattered flash flooding. And out west, warm, dry, and windy conditions in the central Great Basin and southwest will create favorable conditions for fire weather, with a critical risk area encompassing much of the central and southern parts of Utah, eastern Nevada, and northwestern Arizona. Additionally, dry thunderstorms with isolated lightning strikes will be possible over the northern Great Basin, where dry fuels are present and red flag warnings are currently in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with fog, 31 degrees on a northwest breeze at 46, gusting to 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 43 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 46, 89% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.07 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 116 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 degrees at Leota, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 70s, Boston sunny in the mid 70s, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report. The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 68 degrees, the low, 58. The average temperature, 63. That's 7 degrees below normal. 1/10 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday, 2.26 inches for the month, which is 73 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 14.67 inches for the year, which is 2.81 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high 96 set in 1888, and the record low 44 in 1918 and in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:37 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny with low humidity, upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Friday. A mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm Saturday, lower to mid 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday in the mid 80s. And partly to mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday with more humidity and highs in the upper 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.